Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, you know, for in the 1970s, it's 2019. 1979, let's say, 40 years ago, Rod Stewart had been on the cover of all these magazines, these pop star magazines.
Kerrang, Circus.
Here's what he's on the cover of this month. Model Train Magazine.
What about Hit Parader?
Model Train Magazine.
I'm getting ready to set mine up for the holidays.
That's where it's gone for Rod now.
I got the little HO scale train. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, you don't have anything like Rod.
Well, no, I don't.
He has a 1,500-square-foot layout in the attic of his mansion in Los Angeles. And so anyways, this Railway Modeler magazine is featuring him on the cover. And there in that issue, he unveils his latest model train project. He says it's taken him 25 years to go to work on this thing, to get this thing done. And it's inspired by New York and Chicago in the 1940s. I saw some pictures of it. It is pretty cool. He says he built 90% of it, says he only had help with the electrical elements. And he says he's very proud of it. Well, he's married models. Now he's, he plays with them in his attic. Yes.
That's right.
There is going to be a Beverly Hills Cop 4. I didn't even know there was a 3.
Yeah, I checked out after 2.
Yeah, I guess they did a 3 somewhere along the line.
And none of them are as good as 1.
Netflix will be the landing place for it. Yes, Eddie Murphy will be the star.
Okay.
And Jerry Bruckheimer will produce. Ryan Setzer has been forced to cancel his 16-date tour under doctor's orders because of a severe case of tinnitus. You know, that's that ringing in your ears, squealing in your ears. You know, he does that Christmas tour every year, and that's a big deal. That's his. I don't know if he tours too much besides the Christmas thing, but that's, I would imagine that's his big moneymaker every year. And it was going to launch in Minneapolis tonight. But it's not going to happen. And he did have a date. He was going to do a couple of dates at the Moore Theater next month. So none of that happens this year. Got to wait till next Christmas for your Brian Setzer. And you got to wait next year for your Monkees. The Monkees have
announced. How many are left?
Well, Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz. And so the Monkees will be going on a 14-city tour next spring, and they will be playing the Pacific Northwest. You'll be able to see them at in Vancouver in the Commodore Ballroom. They're going to be playing there on April 3rd. And then the next night, they come to the Moore Theater in Seattle. How about that from the Monkees? Back-to-back nights. Most of our classic rockers, they need 1, 2, 3 nights in between gigs. The old Monkees say, you know, we go back-to-back. That's what we bring. So early April for the Monkees in the Pacific Northwest. And that's your trash.